First, I have to say, I have nothing against David Cassidy.
If he'd written a Donny Osmond book, we might not be so... Because he was... The girl I liked Donny Osmond. And when you're compared as a guy to a god, you come off with not even feet of clay. You are the mud.
Even now, my husband is making bitter jokes about David Cassidy.
Well, he's had to live with them for how long did it take to write the book?
Well, I don't actually have posters of him up in our bedroom, although I did. I have a little kind of tiny, tiny room at the top of the house where I go to write. And when I was writing I Think I Love You, I had the walls plastered with David Cassidy posters, which I bid for on eBay. And Anthony came in one day and he said, "It looks like the lair of a serial killer." And it kind of was, really. Because it's a species of stalking, isn't it, really? But it's also a fantastic, obsessive time. It's this 18 months, 2 years in a girl's life. It's the Cape Canaveral of the hormones, you know, the estrogens kicking in. And you are in love with the idea of being in love. It's so powerful. And as a male, I don't expect you to understand it, but your girlfriend, who loved Donny Osmond, it's just consuming. It doesn't mean she didn't like you. You just weren't the god at the time.
Do we separate you from Petra, and how do you choose to do that, and how is she different?
Petra was growing up in South Wales, which is where I grew up, in a kind of post-industrial community, as they now describe it. So that's where she would be, and she is sensitive. She's very musical. She's a cellist. I was never a cellist, or much though I would love to have been. I certainly don't have her parents, although I was brought up in quite a reproving Welsh Baptist community. The Welsh mother of that era could teach the Taliban something about repressing vanity and not wearing inappropriate clothing, shall we say. So it was a constant battle to wear anything fashionable. So I share that in common with her. She's 13, and I think all of my girlfriends, when I spoke to them, said I would not go back to being 13 for £1 million. So it's a really tricky part of a girl's life. You're just not feeling comfortable in your own skin, and then you start to project onto this teen idol, and it's incredibly common. David Cassidy had, apparently he had 30 million girls in his fan club, so I was up against quite stiff competition. So yes, so Petra and I share that in common. We have our little talismans of David Cassidy memorabilia, and we learned everything about him. The whole point is the more knowledge you can master of your special subject, the more guaranteed it is that you're going to get married to him on a beach in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's the moment where
you're struggling with that logical leap, aren't you?
It's that disconnect.
The thing is, we can sit here now and smile benignly at one's younger self and how absurd, but it's powerful. It goes on being powerful. A few years ago, when I was thinking about this novel, I thought, I remember more about David Cassidy than I do about guys I've actually been out with. And why is that? So I got to thinking about that, and I think this is the great dress rehearsal for love. You're in love with the idea of being in love. You're trying it out for size. And not only is it a period of incredible romantic yearning, it's also brutal and vicious. If you've ever been in a stadium where there are 50,000 girls screaming at the guy on the stage, somebody once compared it to lionesses when Christians were about to be thrown into the ring. That's the ferocity of it. So it's very interesting. It's tender, and yet it's highly competitive.
Petra also has that, I used to call them a gaggle of girls. Mm-hmm. And there was always the lead one, mm-hmm, who was beautiful, and the others had to just bow down, do whatever she wanted. And she was usually not a very nice person at all. And you have one of those, Jillian.
I think a lot of girls will have had a Jillian in their life. Even women I've met who I think remind me of a Jillian say, oh, I had a Jillian in my life. And I think to belong to the group, Petra talks about the price of admission to the group. You make yourself less kind and less smart in order to belong. And over a period of time, I think as you grow up, you realize the price for admission is probably too high. But when we meet her in the book, she's still desperate to belong. And you're in the kind of the shark-infested waters of teenage friendship. And maybe that's another reason to love David Cassidy even more, because he understands you. And when you go to his concert and you have a small car accident outside the concert hall, he will come and visit you in hospital, and you will amaze him with your knowledge of his neglected B-sides. And he'll be very impressed by your command of American slang, which you've picked up from all the magazines. And then you'll go to Hawaii and get married on the beach. We weave these very perfect love stories. And I think the teen idol is the first love story that a girl tells herself. And I think women go on telling themselves stories about love all their lives.
I'll call it the gimme, the one thing that you have to swallow in every book is that she had won a contest to go meet David Cassidy on the set of The Partridge Family, but
her mother, her German mother, who is very high culture and disapproves of pop stars and posters on the wall, has got the letter back, which telling her that she won the competition and hidden it. And Petra doesn't find the letter until the day after her mother's funeral, when she is going through a divorce. And she thinks it's ridiculous. How ridiculous would it be to go in pursuit of your young, deluded self? But she's in her late 30s. She has a teenage daughter of her own. And I think she just thinks, what the hell? You know, all of this was hidden from me. I was never allowed to take it. And there's a bit I have in the novel, which is a lovely bit of T.S. Eliot, you know, foot falls in the memory, the doors we did not open. So what if you gave someone the chance to open the door and go through?
The book is I Think I Love You. It's a novel. I've been delighted to speak with the author, Allison Pearson, and I Think I Love You is published by Knopf.